dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So in the first hour of the program, we got into a lot of detail about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the anonymous digital peer-to-peer currencies, completely decentralized. There's no bank. There's no credit card company. There's no central anything behind Bitcoin. It's all done through the magic of peer-to-peer client software online. And it's an interesting concept and one that seems to be really taking off, especially within the last 2 months. It's just out of nowhere, just skyrocketed. I mean, prior to a couple months ago, it was, you know, flirting between zero and a dollar in value, and then broke the dollar point, and after that, just started skyrocketing. It was almost up to $10 a few days ago. It's kind of come down a little bit since then, and is currently at $6.88 right now. By the way, I gave the wrong website out before we went to break. It's bitcoincharts.com, not org. So if you want to get the latest Bitcoin prices from different, I guess, marketplaces, if you will, online. They've kind of got them all right there, bitcoincharts.com. And we're going to continue here because we actually have Gavin Anderson with us. He is on the line. As I mentioned, he's a listener of this program and apparently listening tonight. Gavin, we've been talking about Bitcoin. I don't know how much you've heard of the conversation thus far, but here you are.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, I've heard that in the last 10 minutes or so.
How do you feel about being essentially labeled the person, the go-to guy for Bitcoin? I mean, this article that we were sharing a few moments ago, they revealed that the creator of the Bitcoin was somebody with a pseudonym. And I remember from our conversation when we met up, we talked about this gentleman. You've never met him in person. Nobody really knows who this guy is. He's alleged to be the creator. He may not even be. And apparently he has Satoshi Nakamoto has stepped away from the project. It says here has trusted you, Gavin, to take charge as the project's technical lead. Does that concern you at all as far as the government possibly coming after you? I mean, even though shutting you down wouldn't stop Bitcoin, does that disturb you, having that level of publicity?
It makes me a little bit uncomfortable, and I got to say I'm a somewhat reluctant leader.
Mm.
And
I know the feeling.
And I'm actively trying to and working to get more people involved so that it's not, you know, me. I think the press really likes to point to one single person
they
and
sure
say,
do.
You know, this is the leader, this is the person who's running the whole thing. When the whole point of the project is there shouldn't be a leader, there shouldn't be one person you trust.
Right.
So, yeah, the whole thing's supposed to be decentralized, and I'm trying to you know, give more credit because, you know, frankly, you know, I've done a fair bit of work, but there are a whole bunch of other people who are working on Bitcoin and doing fantastic things with it. So,
why do you think that now, I mean, obviously you don't know what the market's doing, but from your perspective as somebody who's been involved for a long time, Bitcoin kicked off kind of in 2008, around then?
January 2009 was when Satoshi released the source code and very quietly started it chugging away, generating Bitcoins.
So just over 2 years at this point in existence, why now all of a sudden has Bitcoin decupled almost in value over just the last, 8 weeks or so? I mean, it's been just a rocket ride up recently.
Yeah, it's really started to kind of, you know, these internet things go viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a press story. Forbes did an article that I think really helped.
Forbes being a money magazine, maybe some people with money saw that article and decided to put some money into to Bitcoin, thereby driving the price up.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, as it starts to get press, you know, press stories trigger other press stories, and you know, I think that the press tends to have a bit of a herd mentality, and that, you know, something gets hot. And you see lots and lots of stories about it, lots of interest. And, of course, with Bitcoin, you know, the more people who are interested in it, the more people who start using it, the more valuable it is, because the money is only useful if if it's people being used. Are trading things for it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got some real advantages. Now, I'm never going to tell people don't have gold or silver, in your possession.
You want to diversify. It makes sense to have all of it.
It's about diversification, and Bitcoins have some distinct advantages. People have been acclimated throughout the years to other currencies in the form of coupons. I mean, you know, a coupon is a...
It's a currency.
It's
a private currency.
It's a private currency with a manufacturer in order to get a certain amount off of a product or a retail chain or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people
or like bonus bucks or whatever. Not necessarily coupons, but there are other ways that private currencies...
Right. The same way with a loyalty card. You know, mm-hmm. buy 10 sandwiches, get your 11th sandwich free.
Right.
That's a currency that you're building up with these. And people are used to these private currencies to some extent in their lives. So they've been acclimated to Bitcoin. And Bitcoins have a huge advantage over gold and silver. Bitcoins fly through the air quickly at light speed, and then you can do business that way. Gold and silver lays on the ground. Somehow somebody has to pick it up and transport it from one place to another. And
you could buy gold and silver with Bitcoin.
You can do that. And I think that's one, you know, it's a good way to store value.
Yep. Well, and being able to back them up is awfully nice also. You know, you don't have to kind of put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you can back up your Bitcoins nine ways to Sunday and be pretty secure in the knowledge that, you know, even if a meteor hits your house, you know, there's a copy somewhere that, you know, you will still have your Bitcoins.
Right. Yeah, you're talking about backing up the Bitcoin wallet. That is the most critical aspect of
right.
Having
you can put
things.
Your wallet in an encrypted disk image that you back up even offline to the cloud if you want, because once it's encrypted, it's not very easy to open it.
Right, because you don't have to have you don't have to have your Bitcoin wallet online in order to receive money into it, do you, Gavin? You can just have that wallet somewhere encrypted, and as long as people are sending the Bitcoins to a certain key, there's this key code that you have, basically, that you give out. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you see the Bitcoin logo up at the top right-hand side of the website. When you click on that logo, it takes you to a page that has our key. It's a string of characters. Whether I have a wallet open or not does not prevent me from receiving money into that that particular account.
But I have a question. Yeah. I have a question about it.
Hold on, Wayne.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, you're absolutely right, Ian. In fact, people who are really paranoid will take their computer offline, generate a key. So they have the public key, and they save that wallet away while their computer is offline and not connected to anything in the world. And then they have people pay that public key, and the Bitcoin network will register those transactions, and you know, those Bitcoins will be owned even though that private key has never been anywhere near the Internet, so there's no chance that it got, you know, stolen by anybody.
You would only need to have your wallet if you're going to put money out from it, right? If you were
To spend them, you need that private key is what you use to create a signature that says, you know, I give these Bitcoins to somebody else.
Right, and you can use web services like, because this was an issue for me at first, one of these things I had to get over and learn about. You can use some of these web services, these go-betweens, these kind of Bitcoin marketplaces like mtgox.com or mybitcoin.com is another one, and they will give you a key as well, and they'll hold a wallet for you in their system. You can have people send money to that website, and then whenever you want to, you can take those Bitcoins out of the website and put them in your private wallet. Mm-hmm. So you can have multiple addresses and kind of layer them if you wanted to.
Yeah, I have Bitcoins at Mt. Gox. I have some Bitcoins at MyBitcoin. The latest one is a really cool service called instawallet.org that actually gives you a wallet as soon as you go there. So you just go there and you don't have to create an account or anything. It just gives you a wallet that's tied to your browser.
Sure enough. So, Wayne, what was your question for Gavin?
Well, first of all, what if you have a wallet on your computer and you receive two Bitcoins, and then your hard drive crashes, and you go back to your backup, which doesn't have those two that you just received. If it's not centralized, do you get those back, or are they lost?
The Bitcoin software, if you're running the Bitcoin software, you know, if you're using one of these online wallet services, you have to trust that they're going to do backups and, you know, keep their wallet safe. But if you're running the Bitcoin software on your computer, then the first time you run it, it actually it pre-generates 100 of these keys, and so as long as you've backed up fairly recently, those keys will still be in the wallet, and you'll still have those Bitcoins.
Got it.
Gavin, I don't know if there was something else you wanted to share. Is there?
Just one more thing. There's a really cool website called bitbills.com that are Bitcoins you can hold, So you guys should check that out.
Ooh, interesting. See, this is so new, and all kinds of new things are coming out. Bitbills.com.
Very innovative.
Take a look at that. Kevin, thanks for checking in. Always appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Amdro Antblock presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the number here. We'll take your phone calls about anything coming up. But first,
the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gun Sight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin. Obviously, we're pretty excited about it, and as are a lot of other people. If the market response to Bitcoin over the last couple months is any indicator, we will continue, though, with your phone calls about anything. And then coming up, some school-related stories. Sex on the school bus. And, Mark, you had something as well, but I'm spacing out on what it was.
Secret Service had an interview with a kid.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that, too, if we get a chance. But first, your calls. Chris is in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, it's pretty funny. Your last caller, he's like, oh, you said here you are. And he goes, yeah, about 10 minutes ago. And I originally called about religion, and I just heard Mark, and this is one of the best things about Free Talk Live, is that Mark always messes up the promos. Like,
I may mess always. Up maybe one out of ten. You're right. You know, with live reads, that's what are you going to do? But I'll tell you, it makes people think about the live read.
When you screw it up?
Yeah.
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 It makes it conspicuous.
Not too perfect.
Okay, Mark, can you give me a promo for SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that does accounts receivable for your business. You can go ahead and find their banner. What do you think? That's a mistake?
Slow.
Too all right, slow?
Man. No, I'm just joking, man.
He's doing you off the top of his head here, though. He's not reading it.
So. What else did you want to share tonight, Chris?
I was basically about religion. About a week ago, you guys read something about the afterlife, you know, what you do, you get back, you know, who you hurt, you get that back too.
Yeah, I think that's a nice story that has been experienced by multiple people who have had, for instance, near-death experiences.
Yeah, well, I pretty much called about that. I pretty much have that viewpoint. I believe that God is actually real, and he is actually reality. And to give you an idea, like, and I have to say this in a bad way, but when somebody is murdering somebody else, that is real. And, you know, that is God. I believe God and Satan to be basically the same thing. And that we are all God, like Ian is God. And so am I. But we're also Satan at the same time, so it's very confusing, and a lot of people have a lot of trouble.
Well, Satan is a silly man-made idea that was designed to control other human beings. I mean, the idea of that's really all that Satan really is. But I think the concept of evil is, you know, a more real concept, and it doesn't sound as silly when you talk about it. And evil exists, I think, for the purpose of providing contrast so people can choose to be good.
I consider that, you know, the Bible talks about the flesh all the time, and certainly they talk about Satan too, but I believe like Ian does, that Satan's a construct in order to explain away actions of the flesh. If you look at the natural world, things eat other things. They steal from other things.
They help other things, and lots of them.
Right. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, because they can do it. And if they can do it, and something else doesn't kill them in the process. They live in a world of nature, a state of nature, or the flesh. I like that. If humans want to evolve to the next level, they need to act in a spiritual fashion. They need to act in a moral fashion. When one is operating on a moral plane, one is, you know, moving more towards whatever it is we're going to be in the future, whether that's heaven or whatever. And when one is acting on a fleshly plane or a non-spiritual plane, then they're acting like animals.
Yeah. Well, I believe that everybody is this animal, and what I do is acknowledge reality. And if you acknowledge what is really real, and like get your head out of Disneyland, and like, you know, just out of the sand, and realize that there are people like raping, murdering, ripping off, stealing.
They're doing that, but that's not what's real. I mean, any more than there are people sitting here talking to you and operating in a, you know, voluntary fashions, right? Like that's real too, right?
Well, I mean, I believe in this phone call right now. I mean, that's
good.
We all love each other.
Well, I mean, it's just a fact. And I don't know. I think a lot of people really have, you know, the church. Okay, Jesus Christ. I believe that he was a real human being, but I don't believe that any miracles happened, you know, walking on water. I actually think, you know, walking on water could have been like a little girl saw him walking and like the sun was shining and, you know, just kind of an exaggerated story just to make.
Or it could have just been something that somebody wrote because they wanted to write an entertaining story.
We weren't there.
Well, right. And, yeah. But I do believe he was a real human being that committed, like, suicide by cop. And,
okay.
You know, and, like, if God tells you to do something, you'll do it. And, you know, if you're crazy and God tells you to kill somebody, you know, you're going to do it. So, and I think it's kind of like what Jesus did. And, you know, I actually really respect him a lot, but... You know, at the same time,
you think he was
kind
crazy?
Of hard for him because of the way people stand and pray, the way they stand and pray so that others may see.
I'm confused by your last statement.
That Jesus Christ in Matthew said that he called them hypocrites, people who stand and pray so that, and the exact words are so that others may see. And he called them hypocrites. And he also said standing on corners.
It's true. You know? The Bible says that if you're going to pray, you're supposed to do it in private.
Right.
In
a
closet.
I actually believe this is the true truth of the Bible. And that Jesus actually did say that or something very similar to that. And I don't know. It's very hypocritical that a lot of people stand and pray in church. I mean, they do it every single service.
Do you mean like stand in public? You know, that they're shown praying? When you say
no,
stand,
they're, like, they're in church and like.
So,
and
do you have a problem with the position in which?
Are you talking about them standing physically as opposed to sitting, or are we talking about them doing it in public?
Ironically, the word is exactly right, and it's stand.
Well, like, that's not my understanding of what the Bible said in regards to prayer. It's my understanding, and Mark, correct me if I'm wrong on this.
I cannot quote the Bible to you, man.
You've read it multiple times, though.
That much is true.
Isn't there a reference to that one should pray in the closet and keep one's prayers private?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't know anything about standing versus sitting. I don't think that really matters to the whole thing. But thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can share your religious beliefs.
Yeah, religion, it's a complicated, weird thing, and, you know, everybody's got, you know, some view on it.
David is on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you letting me get on the show. I've been listening to you guys for a number of months.
Welcome,
great
sir.
Great show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, David?
If I was self-supporting, I would move out there, but I'm only a taxi driver, so I've got to stay.
Anyway, you know, you can tell yourself whatever story you want to. I'll tell you what, David, we're going to bring you back here. I know you're calling for a reason, so stick with us. More with David here, 800-259-9231. You get to tell your story. If your story is that you've got to stay where you are, then that's your story. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoodsDirect right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features there include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page, the last 7 days' worth on the front page, and then click into the archives section to access years' worth of the show, going all the way back to late 2006, all for free over at freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com, they have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products, from hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary. LibertyManiacs.com. They're devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products, new products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com. Where was the stumble in that?
You nailed it, man.
Where was it? I know it happens.
He just said he likes it when you stumble. That's all.
Yeah. People notice it.
So 1-800-259-9231. We continue here. David is listening in Indy to WXNT. David, wanted to make sure you had time for your thoughts tonight. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Hey, like in the past couple of days here in Indiana, it's like what you guys always say, that sooner or later the police are going to be able to come into your house whenever they want. And that's what's going on here now. They've had a ruling that the cops can come into your house even without a warrant.
Yep.
Kick the door in, do whatever, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right.
And I mean, that's what you guys have been saying forever.
It's crazy, isn't it? And then you've got, I heard a story, and I don't know how verifiable it is, but that there's apparently some sheriff up there, you may know more about this than I do, some sheriff up there in Indiana saying that he's ready to do random searches now. As a result of this, just random house-to-house searches.
I did hear about that. And like I said, you guys have been saying that, and I said, I was kind of hesitant. I said, maybe it could happen, But it's happened now. I mean, yeah. And I tell you now, what if that cop comes in there early in the morning, banging on somebody's door, they're asleep, they don't hear him, he kicks the door in, then they start shooting and they kill him, then what? I mean, this is opening a whole can of worms.
Yep. I can tell you what'll happen. I'll tell you what'll happen, because these stories happen frequently when the police do drug raids. If the homeowner decides that he or she wants to defend themselves from the marauding intruders, they grab whatever weapon is handy. The cops blast them and kill them, like they did with a 90-year-old woman in Atlanta who decided to defend herself. She was partially blind and partially deaf, living in not the best neighborhood of Atlanta. Had three police officers coming into her home, and again, she was unable to identify them as police officers, so she attempted to defend herself, and they ended up blowing her away. There's no shortage of stories where the police literally get away with murdering the occupant of a home who just thought they were defending themselves from a criminal gang, which of course they were.
Yeah, but they don't even identify themselves as police officers sometimes.
And even
That's
if they
the
do,
problem.
Wayne, how do you know they're really the police versus somebody who's not the police, who's saying that they're the police for the purposes of intimidation, getting you to do whatever it is they say?
Right.
You never really know. And so in those cases, the police usually end up investigating themselves and completely exonerating and vindicating their officers, and then their officers, while they're being investigated, get put on paid suspension, so they get a nice little paid vacation after they murder somebody, so they can go on, go take it easy on an island somewhere or whatever, and then they're given their job back with full back pay.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Keep up the good work, and you've got a listener for life.
David, thank you so much. I appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. June is gone. She dropped off the line. So let's try instead Michael, listening in Norfolk to WTAR.
Yes.
Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hey. Last night I got in at the last 2 minutes, and I offered the solution of taxing the Christian Broadcasting Network as the solution to all of our ills in government.
Now, how is that going to solve anybody's ills?
Well, first of all, let me say it was your panel discussion which inspired the solution.
Okay.
The 40, and you were talking about the archives a minute ago, 40 minutes of the best radio in history, some of the best radio in history, occurred last night. I urge this audience to go up to your archives and get those 40 minutes.
Wait, this was on our show?
No. FreeTalkLive.com.
What show are you listening to?
The archives of last night's show.
What part of last night's show did you think was so outstanding?
I'm talking about that caller just before me, the next to the last caller. You responded to him, all three of you, in such a ingenious way. It brought something out of me that I've been looking for decades.
Was this the guy that we spent a couple segments with who had the solution of term limits and the fair tax? Was it that guy you're talking about?
Absolutely. And your responses were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
All right, that's enough pumping up the egos here. So let's get back to your issue of why it is you think this is any kind of solution to any problems, the idea of adding another tax, taxing another entity, as in this case a Christian broadcaster of some sort.
Well, I'm telling you, it never could have come from me alone. It came out of the milieu of that conversation. But here's the reason why. You go to one of the shortest books in the Bible, the book of Jonah. And here was a man of God who was in a boat, and all of the men in that boat were about to perish, and they had done everything that they could, and they didn't know what to do. And so there was this one man left, this prophet of God, and they said, well, you know, why is this happening to us? What must we do? And he told them that the solution was for them to throw him overboard, that he had rebelled against God. And I'm telling you that the inequity in this governmental system has created such havoc in this nation that the only thing to do is to focus on the one organization who, if they are made to swim in the seething sea that we as law-abiding, tax-paying citizens have to swim in.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not a law-abiding. I'm not a citizen. I'm not law-abiding, and I try not to pay any taxes.
Pay taxes all you can.
Yeah, so I'm not in that club, dude.
Okay, you're not in that club.
And I would never, ever advocate, no matter how I might feel about Christianity, and I know Mark feels a lot more strongly than I do, no matter how I might feel about someone's religion, I would never advocate that anybody else be taxed who's not currently being taxed. I think taxes need to be abolished, and certainly don't support the idea of calling for more of them.
Well, you know, I don't advocate throwing people off ships either, but this is the biblical solution. And I believe it will work.
Well, how is it biblical? Wait a minute. If the message of Christ, and I like the message, I like the guy, I like our earlier caller, I have a lot of respect for that particular individual if he did actually exist. If the message of Christ was to love your neighbor as yourself, to forgive and to be loving towards others, then why would you want to tax them?
Well, the message of Christ... Wait, the message of Christ was also this, the hypocrisy, the double standard that allowed the ruling religious class to turn the rest of the citizens into slaves was a thing that he hated and he opposed, and he cleansed the temple for that reason. And this is a cleansing of the temple. Tax the Christian Broadcasting Network. You bring this message to the leaders in Washington. And
now, are you just advocating, just to clarify, are you just advocating to tax the Christian Broadcasting Network or, like, every single Christian broadcaster? Because I don't know about you, but I've seen a whole lot of Christian channels out there. There's Christian radio channels, Christian TV channels. You get the KU-band satellite system if you want to receive Free Talk Live's free-to-air feed. There's all kinds of Christian channels
out
there. Yeah,
well, they'd have to be profitable to tax those.
I'm talking about my neighbor here in Norfolk. The one organization that is run by Pat Robertson.
Ah,
that's
Pat
the
Robertson.
Organization. Okay. Exactly.
Is that Trinity Broadcasting Network? Or is it Christian Broadcasting Network?
It's Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN.
Well, I've yet to been persuaded as to how this is going to solve all of the problems of the world. I mean, how is it that giving money to the government, more money to the government that does evil with that money, is in any way a biblical solution or a viable solution to anything? I'll let you answer that. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investigating. investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You will be able to sign up there for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can become an amplifier and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and a podcast and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa, MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com.
You're a bad talk show host.
As we continue here, I never claimed to be a good one. As we continue with Michael in Norfolk, you're back on Free Talk Live listening to WTAR. Now, Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You'd made it a claim, and you've yet to really back it up. And that's why I wanted to hold you through here to give you a chance to give me something to chew on. Because you say that to solve the problems of society,
all of them,
all that needs to do, that needs to happen, is that the Christian Broadcasting Network, the network that is allegedly owned by Pat Robertson and run by Pat Robertson, apparently based in the Norfolk area, according to you, they need to be taxed, and that's going to solve everything. Can you explain that statement to me? Because I don't understand how that's going to solve anything.
Well, you're not going to understand it any better than the men on that ship with Jonah. But I will say this: the message has to go out. You obviously are not in a position to tax them, but you have to put that message on bumper stickers, on ads. I want
to. You have to explain. If you want someone to accept your message, you have to make it so they understand it. Otherwise, it would be ignored. So, can you explain to me why it would be that I would want to put a message like that out?
Because you are showing that you are against the inequity of the system. Jesus paid taxes. He didn't duck and dodge taxes. He didn't create a person on paper called a corporation and say that it was privileged above all the people of the land, and therefore it could build up billions of dollars and be used by the people who run it, like the Pharisees in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago.
All right, I get where you're coming from. I also have a problem with the idea of corporations. I understand what you're saying. They are just a file folder. They exist to protect the elites, the people that are, you know, wealthy businessmen that want to be shielded from any liability for any negative action. actions they might take. Corporations are creation of the government. Governments themselves are a corporation. This is all true, but you've yet to persuade me in any way, shape, or form why it is that taxing one more corporation is going to solve anything.
Because at election time, the politicians go to those corporations, they go to the churches, they go to every other organization like that that influences a lot of people, and they get free advertising.
Uh-huh.
They get free advertising, and then they do what the leaders of those corporations want them to do, and that's why we have the corrupt system
That's a true statement.
Okay,
well,
let me try. I think I know what he's saying. He's saying that if an organization as powerful as the Christian Broadcast Network was the onerous taxes were brought to bear on them, the howl, the absolute the scream of injustice would be so loud from the Christian Broadcast Network, all of its supporters, and all the people out there that see see taxes as just on everybody else, but they don't see them as just on a religious organization, that would then change the playing field for taxes. Do I say that this is true? I don't know. I'm just saying that I think that this is what he's saying.
But the inherent problem here is you heard people complaining about a month ago about General Electric not paying their so-called fair share, and the oil companies getting their so-called tax break taken away. Why are any of us paying taxes to begin with? I don't think corporations should pay income taxes, nor individuals.
Well, you know, I would disagree on that. A corporation is a file folder created by the government, and if the government has the right to tax anything, it would have the right to tax the things that it creates.
Sure, but if you start taxing corporations, they're not going to be located here, so they're not going to create jobs.
Some of them, the smaller ones, will cease to be corporations in order to get a savings. Currently, the reason that people are corporations is in order to prevent themselves from a certain level of liability. But when you increase the liability upon corporations, then some people would say, you know what, I want to be a sole proprietor, and it might decrease the amount of the size of many or large organizations.
That's a good point, Mark.
How is that going to change anything? I'm going to give you one more chance to answer this because I'm not in any way satisfied. If you were to tax these Christian broadcasters, this Christian Broadcasting Network, how is that going to lead to any sort of positive change if the goal is liberty in our lifetime? And I don't think we share the same goal if what you're asking for is more taxes, sir.
Well, I can only give you the biblical answer. The biblical answer is God sent the storm that was going to destroy that ship. And if you don't do what I've just advocated, this ship of state is going down. Your freedom and everything with it is going down.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry, but in no way, shape, or form could I, as someone who loves the ideas of freedom in any way, could advocate more taxes.
Well,
on
also,
anyone.
It's not like he made a very motivating case to you when he said that the ship of state will go down if you don't advocate for more taxes. You don't like the ship of state as it is.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that there's anything that one can do to save the United States government.
Yeah.
At this point, it's already sinking and people
I'd like to put
know.
some more holes in the hull of the ship of state, if possible.
Yeah, DC
more lifeboats.
Let's take on some more water, please.
DC has sucked America dry. It's sad. They've destroyed this. The politicians that have been elected to keep and protect this country have destroyed it, and that's all there is to it. If there was something great about this country, and I think that there were amazing things about this country at some point, now those things are gone.
For now, they are, but they can come back very quickly. Because
this country,
we have the DNA within us to recreate it as long as government gets out of the way.
It depends on what you call. But at this point, the ponderous, large, onerous organization that inhabits D.C. and the surrounding areas, it's not going to die until the host dies.
But isn't it
so, and the host being, America, I mean, it may come back.
Yeah.
I think that the people of America are an extraordinarily resilient folks. And, they like the colors, red, white, and blue. They like Eagles. They may bring back something similar. But I think that I think this organization has to die in order for the parasite to die.
Well, and taxing people is certainly a way to bring death sooner. I mean, having greater suckage of blood by the parasite.
Sure, but I'm never going to advocate. No. Taxes, as far as I'm concerned, are theft and violence.
Absolutely.
And I'm never going to advocate for theft and violence.
If you're a Christian,
people.
You sure as hell shouldn't. I mean, if stealing is wrong, if that's one of the Ten Commandments, then there's no way that you could possibly advocate more taxes. And the whole idea that one more tax, that's all we need is one more tax, and that's going to somehow change things?
Yeah.
I mean, how absurd. How many taxes do they already have? I love there's a little segment on John Stossel, one of his reports, I think in the early part of the aughts, where maybe it was John Stossel Goes to Washington, where they kind of they took somebody's daily tasks, like from when they get out of bed in the morning, and they just kind of stopped the video at every point at which the person was there were taxes that were being paid on something. So like, you know, the electricity that's running, the alarm clock that you wake up to, there's taxes that you're paying on that. You're paying taxes on everything that you buy. You're paying taxes on, you know, I mean, just the gasoline.
The taxes.
Yeah, there's just taxes all over the place. I mean, just one product that you go to the store, you talk about corporate taxes, Mark. Whenever you're paying for, say, for instance, food, in many cases, food doesn't have taxes on it, like at the grocery store in a lot of places.
Unprepared food.
Yeah, right. Like at the grocery store.
But sure, it has taxes on it.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you, is that all of that food came through various different corporate hands, and so all of those companies were taxed in various different ways.
Sure.
So you pay all those taxes.
Sure. Procter & Gamble has to pay a corporate tax. They, you know, they have to pay taxes on their employees, which means that they therefore have to pay more to the employees. If I was paying $10 to the employee and $10 to the government to have the employee, then, you know, you likely would see a lower price if those taxes were done away with.
Yeah.
And they're
paying taxes on the gas that the professional drivers are using, the 18-wheelers to get them to the store. You're paying taxes on the electricity that the store is using to keep the lights on, the air conditioning, the heating. All of these things are taxed. And so the idea that, oh, we'll just tax one, but we'll just create another tax. And it's not just him that's advocating it. The call he was referencing last night that he thought was so great was a guy advocating the fair tax, as though, well, let's just change the tax structure. That's going to solve the problems.
Right.
Because we just need to get the government more money.
And the IRS
that'll,
and the income tax.
Solve everything.
Yeah, the IRS and the income tax are going to go away. And didn't you know that?
You know, fantasy land.
You know, when I was living in Connecticut when I was much younger, I remember we didn't have an income tax, state income tax, and we didn't have sales tax though, and they said, oh, we're going to bring in this state income tax, and we'll lower your property taxes, and taxes will be lower. Well, guess what? All of them are higher than ever now.
What do you know?
Including the state income tax.
And you can't hold anyone responsible for that. I mean, the politicians, there's no way you can hold them responsible for making those statements. Yeah, you can vote them out of office, but the damage is already done.
A lot of them are out of office 20 years now.
Exactly. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.